Today was a day of faith and recovery in Charleston, South Carolina, as people gathered both in and outside Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church. It was the first worship service at the historic Black church since 9 of its members lost their lives after a gunman allegedly opened fire on them after a Bible study session last week. Worshippers prayed in the sanctuary while others stood outside in the blistering heat. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
People began gathering early at the AME Church, better known to its congregation as Mother Emmanuel.
All members of Mother Emmanuel, y'all come with me, we're going to go into the side door.
There were ushers directing parents with children coming for Sunday school, and there were adults like Natasha Shepherd, who said the shooting had caused so much anguish in Charleston.
Oh, God, just brokenheartedness, just so much emotion that I've cried probably for 3 days. And I just had to be here to support the people who were closest to the victims.
Claudette Smith said she, unlike others, wasn't ready to forgive the accused gunman. She knew a few of the people killed and said she didn't want to go into the church for the service. Smith said she doesn't attend Emmanuel, and it should be an opportunity for its members to heal.
No, you can't move on from this. I live here, and I'm going to die here. There's no way I could pass this church every day and not think about this. No way.
There was song and prayer as hundreds, including the mayor and governor, crowded into the sanctuary as armed police stood watch. The minister's message about faith and the power of God, full of fervor, had people shouting and celebrating. But then the service turned solemn.
Reverend Clemente Pinckney, the Reverend Dr. Daniel Simmons, the Reverend Sharonda Coleman Singleton.
Reverend Norville Goff read off the names of those victims, including Reverend Clementa Pinckney, who had been the leader of Mother Emmanuel, and Cynthia Hurd, who would have celebrated a birthday today.
Reminded this morning about the freshness of death comes like a thief in the night. But I declare that Jesus said it a long time ago. He said, I am the resurrection and the life.
Goff would go on to thank everyone for their support and talked about the city's response to the tragedy.
A lot of folk expected us to break out in a riot. Well, they just don't know us.
Outside, throughout the service, people continue to lay flowers on the memorial in front of the church. Jennifer Mendelson, standing with her husband, said she knew that despite the horrific event that took place last Wednesday, Mother Emmanuel would open.
Oh, I knew they would do that. This is how the healing begins. This shouldn't become a monument. It really should be still a place of worship.
Mendelson and many of the others echoed the words of one victim's relative, saying there was no way they would let hate win. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Charleston.